If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey now. And Seamus, we were talking earlier about Chicago Restaurant Week. It's actually more than a week. It starts this weekend, starts Friday. And someone has actually created a spreadsheet about this. Tell us about it.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, spreadsheet is not necessarily the sexiest thing to talk about, but if you are going to Chicago Restaurant Week, this woman by the name of Dani Valverde did all of the work for you in advance to figure out which of these 500 meal deals is actually a good deal, if you're going to save a lot of money, or if it's actually they're hiking the prices or not. So she's a data, I would say data nerd. She'd probably would be proud of that. 23-year-old consultant from River North, and she basically just crunched all of these numbers. She researched each individual meal at each individual restaurant, what they charge normally, and scoped it all out. And basically, she just lays it out. If you want to find the places with where you can save the most money, or if the places maybe you want to avoid because you could go another week and probably pay less, she did a lot of the work for you, lunch or dinner. So she posted this on Chicago's Reddit page. You can also find it at blockclubchicago.org. But, you know, if you know anything about Reddit, the social media site, it's not always the most positive place out there, but her fans have just been calling her a hero, our savior during these dark times. So when you get Reddit to really come to your defense and cheer you on, you know you did you're doing God's work out there.
Our savior, huh? Okay. Something that made us even colder over the weekend, if you saw a video or a picture of this guy jumping into the lake, tell us about Dan O'Connor.
Yeah, I'll never understand this, but Dan O'Connor is a Chicago guy, and he's been jumping into Lake Michigan at Montrose Harbor every day since about the first couple weeks of the pandemic. You would think maybe he would take some days off, like say this week, but he is not. He's gone strong. He's at about 1,200 straight days of sometimes he cannonballs, sometimes he backflips. We went out Saturday morning to see if he was going to be brave enough. And sure enough, he was there with a couple friends. We'll give credit to his friends Molly Kavanaugh and Glenn Rischke. They risked their lives jumping in. The water is, you know, easy for me to say, 36 degrees. So it was actually warmer than the air or certainly the wind chill. But yeah, he goes in. He films it and he survives. I'm not sure how, but he was at it again today. And you know, he said it's sort of meditative. You know, I guess I don't.
No thanks.
Yeah. No thanks. No thanks.
Finally, we have word about the Crawford coal plant implosion settlement. What do folks need to know?
Yeah, if your listeners remember back in 2020, the city signed off on this demolition of a giant smokestack in Little Village, and it did not go well. The thing fell and sent a cloud of debris all over the Little Village neighborhood. And again, this was right during the beginning of the pandemic, so everyone was really concerned about respiratory health, and all of a sudden, the neighborhood was just surrounded in dust. The company that did it, it's called Hilco Redevelopment. They have proposed and got approved a $12 million settlement for all the people who live in that neighborhood. I don't know exactly at this point how much per resident, but $12.5 million. It was a federal class action suit that it's going through right now. So if you're in Little Village, it's between Cermak and 33rd, California and Kilbourne. You could be eligible for this, but they know who they are. They're the ones who were scraping the dust off their cars and their hats for days after.
Yeah. BlockClubChicago.org for more. Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.